Nancy Pearl loves books, all kinds of books, from sci-fi to travelogue to memoir. But lately, she seems like she's been into fiction. And today, she recommends a first novel called Unbecoming.
This is about a young woman living in Tennessee. Something terrible happens of her own doing, and she decamps and goes to Europe and gets a job working in an antique shop restoring antiques. Meanwhile, what's happening in Tennessee is still evolving, and the two men, young men at the time when she was very close to them, the two men who bore the brunt of the results of that act in Tennessee are now getting out of jail.
The title, Unbecoming, I'm assuming has many meanings, but I'm thinking that she's trying to unbecome the person she was in Tennessee.
She is trying to unbecome the person that she was. But the brilliant thing about this novel is that the person that we meet at the beginning unbecomes who she is through the course of the novel. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a book that there's a lot about art. There's a lot about relationships. There's a lot about love. And there's a lot about what we can live with in our lives.
Now, I must say that you're probably listening and imagining an overstuffed tome, but this is not that.
No, that's what's so incredible. It is not that. It's 308 or so pages. That's not a big novel.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Last week, we spoke about short stories, and it seems like what we're seeing from publishers a lot are these very, very long novels that maybe could have used some shaping.
I think in general, I mean, it's hard for me to see how a novel needs to be any longer than 308 pages. And when I think about the books I've brought in the last month or so, they're little novels. Not that a big novel can't be wonderful. I thought The Corrections was a wonderful novel.
It was.
That's a big novel.
And that's Jonathan Franzen.
Right.
Some people might say it's his masterpiece. So who is Rebecca Sherm?
Rebecca Sherm graduated from, I think she got her MFA at the University of Michigan. And she's, from her author picture, very young. And yet she's managed to, I mean, the sort of psychological acuity in here, the way she understands her characters and presents them to us is just brilliant. I just loved this book. This book just... it just managed to do what it did so remarkably well.
We've been talking about the purpose of art, which is to reflect the world and ourselves. You're telling me that this book then is a really good, solid piece of art.
You know, what's interesting about that, though, Marcy, is that none of us are going to have this experience.
I hope not.
This set of experiences, none of us are going to be the main character in this book or have her identical experiences. But I think we all deal with, I think probably everybody has something in their life that they are of two minds about or that they regret or that they wish they had behaved differently at that time. And how many of those things... who are we inside? That's what she's saying. Who are we? Is her main character still this? We meet her when she's 10, when very young, and then we follow her through her life till she's probably in her late 20s or early 30s. And it's unbecoming. I mean, it's unbecoming. Her behavior may be unbecoming. Her life ravels or unravels. I mean, it's amazing in these 308 pages. What Rebecca Sherm did. I loved this book.
Unbecoming. Simple title. Rebecca Sherm, S-C-H-E-R-M, is the author. And once again, I'm awestruck by people's ability to encapsulate humanity in 308 pages.
Absolutely. It's what makes reading so satisfying.
God, I love to read, and I love Nancy Pearl. She's the author of the Booklust series, and she's here every Tuesday with a reading recommendation. All of her picks are at our website, kuow.org. Search for Nancy Pearl Books.